It is exciting to have a horse in the race. No, I'm not talking about having a runner at Pimlico or Laurel, but about Baltimore's application to house the second headquarters of Amazon, so-called HQ2. HQ2 is expected to employ 50,000 people and bring about $5 billion in capital investment. We have a lot going for us. World-class healthcare institutions, higher education and art, easy access to railways, ports, interstate highways, and airports. And Baltimore boasts an incredibly reasonable cost of living. There is a growing momentum on our side, and Amazon's presence will only help to accelerate the inevitable rise of Baltimore. Baltimore also offers Amazon a nearly unique site, Port Covington, which is a $5.5 billion shovel-ready project boasting 235 acres on the waterfront. I understand that our application was very professional and included many thoughtful incentives for Amazon and its employees. However, when you are competing at the highest levels, and certainly attracting Amazon would be the equivalent of winning the Triple Crown, the competition is always fierce. So, regardless of the outcome, we should focus on what we have learned from the process. And that starts with recognizing Baltimore's positives as fiercely as we worry about its negatives. The bid for Amazon's second headquarters is a testament to the creative thinking and positive attitude of leaders and businesses across the state. We know now that one of our greatest strengths is the ability of this group to come together quickly and cooperatively and produce a competitive entry. Regardless of what happens with Amazon, let's make sure that we use this strength to enter other races as well.